Hi, this is Tom Lucci of Standard Time on 90.5 WICN Jazz Plus for New England. I recently had the great honor and pleasure of talking with the wonderful young vocalist Samara Joy. Samara was not familiar with jazz until she was in high school in New York City. And about 2 years later, at age 19, she won the Sarah Vaughan International Vocal Competition in 2019. She was part of the wonderful jazz program at SUNY Purchase and recorded her first album, Samara Joy. It was released in summer of 2021. Too much acclaim. Early 2022, Downbeat Magazine voted her the number one new jazz artist. She was chosen to be part of the 2022 Geller Jazz Concert at Clark University in Worcester on March 23rd of this year. And on March 27th, she will be part of the Falmouth Jazz Series. Following is my conversation with Samara Joy.
Hi.
Is this Samara?
Yes.
Samara Joy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and welcome to WICN.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I must say that when I first heard your voice last summer, I was so struck that I literally stopped what I was doing. And as I've listened more, I've come to appreciate how deeply you feel and understand the music you perform. Mm. By the way, this show is called Standard Time, so this is what we play. American yeah. Songbook Jazz Standards. So tell us a little bit about where you come from and how you've developed this great gift that you have.
Well, I was born into a pretty musical family. My grandparents had a choir back in Philadelphia called the Savettes. Mm-hmm. And my father, who grew up around that choir, also sings and plays bass, as well as his brothers and sisters. They all sing and play some sort of instrument. So when I was growing up, you know, I would see him at his gigs singing and playing, but also he would put on the music that he loved. Both my parents were born in the 60s, my dad in 1960, my mom in 1961. And so what they listened to growing up is basically what was in the car and what was in the house, whether that was, you know, groups, Motown groups, or people like the Isley Brothers and people like, you know, Luther Vandross, Chaka Khan, and Brothers Johnson. So a lot of like funk and soul and R&B, as well as gospel, all mixed into there growing up. But then I was introduced at first to jazz when I was in high school, my junior or senior year of high school. And I joined the band and I would sing with them from time to time. But then it came time to choose a school and I didn't really want to go too far. So I was looking for schools in New York and I happened upon this wonderful jazz studies program at SUNY Purchase, where I graduated from. And I auditioned and I got in these last 4 years since graduation, because I graduated this past May of 2021. So those 4 years were kind of like an acceleration into all things jazz and all things standard and all things related to the music and to the tradition. So I think the main development as being in this genre happened during those 4 years. But I've always been surrounded by music and always sung, I think, sang really good songs, good timeless music. And that's what jazz is too. So it was easy for me to, I guess, assimilate into that culture.
Mm-hmm. It's remarkable, really, to hear that growth so much and so far. You said you're listening to music while you're driving around. But given that you're part of the digital generation, has listening to the radio played a part in your musical growth?
I mean, I listen to pop music sometimes. When I was, I guess, the people I'm surrounded by is like, oh, have you heard this song? Have you heard this song? So I listen to it whenever we turn on the radio, but somehow I end up on the 70s, 80s stations. So mm-hmm. So I can't say it's too much, but a little bit, yeah.
Quick reminder to our listening audience, you're listening to Samara Joy with me, Tom Lucci, on the radio at 90.5 WICN during our Spring into WICN fund drive. Help us bring more Samara Joy into your life by calling 508-752-0700. Or going online at wicn.org with your gift.
It only happens once. I'll never feel that thrill again. It only happens once. Why couldn't I have known?
So, wow, it's amazing. You just graduated from college, and this May, you said?
This past May of 2021.
Wow. And here you are. Now, you had the pandemic, of course, happening while you were finishing your studies, and your record was being released.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I guess as things have opened up, you just got back from a tour of Europe, correct?
Yeah, a tour this past February. I was able to go to a couple of really wonderful places in Italy as well as Austria with the pianist Emmett Cohen.
Mm-hmm. He must be a blast to play with.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun. It's always creative, different every night.
So right now on the concerts you're giving in the U.S., you'll be with guitarist Pasquale Grasso,
who's
your accompanist on your album, correct?
Yes.
And could you give us an idea of what's going to be in store?
Well, we've been trying out a couple of new songs, some that I wrote, some that I wrote lyrics to, I should say that, solos in particular, as well as new songs that I've heard after listening to a couple of new records. And so I think it'll be more of the same great music, new songs,
mm-hmm.
And hopefully some interaction with the audience too. I got to take advantage of that now that we're all back in person.
One thing about this show is that we like to feature musicians whose birthday is the week of the show. And so we're going to run this on March 21st. The third week in March is Nat King Cole's birthday.
Oh, very nice.
I noticed that you've got several Nat King Cole identified tunes on your album.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about what somebody like Nat King Cole means to you?
Well, I was watching this video of Carmen McRae, or I guess she was asked by Ralph Gleason about singers and what makes a jazz singer and interpreting the melody and things like that. And she mentioned about Nat King Cole is that he made his career basically off of singing the melodies very simply. Mm-hmm. And still, you know, and connecting with people. And so I think that there's something profound in that. It's like he doesn't have to completely change it, you know, on the second chorus through or anything like that. He sings with a wonderful tone and is also an incredible pianist as well. So listening to him and listening to his music and being influenced by it, it's always like, okay, this is what it's all about. It's like I can sing the song and make it my own in that way, in the way that I'm singing it. It's my voice, you know. So I think that's what I take away from him, his beautiful tone when he's singing and the melody. I can hear the melody and lyrics very clearly whenever he sings.
Let there be you. Let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne.
Wednesday night, March 23rd, in Worcester, which is WICN's home, at Clark University, Razzle Hall, and you are going to be opening for the great pianist Bill Charlap.
Oh, yes. I've had the pleasure of speaking to him a couple times. He's wonderful.
And John Faddis, who I believe was one of your professors at Berkeley.
Yes. We'll also... And it'll be good to see him again.
The Geller Jazz Concert, which it's an annual concert that they give. And you're joining some very distinguished company.
Can't wait.
Then following Sunday, you will be in Falmouth, Massachusetts, which... Have you ever been to Cape Cod?
I've never... Oh, have I? No, I've never been. I've never been to Massachusetts.
Not the greatest... Okay, well... It's a beautiful town on Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
Just over the bridge in a library.
Oh, okay.
It's a very intimate setting. I think it'll be perfect for you and Pasquale.
I can't wait.
Who is an amazing artist in his own right.
Absolutely incredible. And I learned so much from playing with him and being around him. So,
finally, do you want to tell folks a little bit about how they can connect with you and stay in touch with what you have going on?
I think through social media and through my website, but maybe the main thing is my website. It has everything, all the information on it, whether it's shows, whether it's social media, email contacts, everything. SamaraJoy.com.
Make it right. Simple. And your album is called Samara Joy. I will mention that I think that it's available through Bandcamp, probably the best place to get it, physical CD and digitally.
Yes.
Once again, thank you so much for taking the time, and wish you safe travels and good health going forward. And we will be seeing you in the near future, and hopefully for many years to come.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Okay, likewise. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. Samara Joy, here on Standard Time at 90.5. Thanks, Samara.
Thank you.